Open your Bibles to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. Chapter number 7. Amen. And to all the first lady, I hope I acknowledge you. God bless you all. Amen. And all the pastors and elders, God bless you. Let us all stand for the reading of the word. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. Verse 1 from the King James Version. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worship and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let the church say amen. You may be seated. God bless you. I want to continue the theme God gave Pastor Browning, healing our land. Again, I want to recognize Pastor Browning for his sincere and fine work here at Rehoboth New Life Center. This is your 7th anniversary, and thus far, the Lord has helped you. To God be the glory. As we celebrate this 7th year, we see that it is God's will that you consist and continue to contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. It is God's will that Rehoboth New Life Center is here in this land for such a time as this. Let's be real, and I'm going to be real with you tonight. Many ministries are shutting down like never before. Some 1,300 to 1,500 ministries and churches are closing their church doors for good, which means some 1,300 to 1,500 ministers have announced either their resignation or their desire to discontinue their work in the pastorate. Even since 7 years ago, when Pastor Browning came, the pastor of this church, there have already churches that have already started ministries and since then have shut down their doors. But Rehoboth, you continue as God has set his glory into this ministry. When the glory of the Lord departs from the ministry, then that ministry might as well shut down. I don't want to be nowhere where the glory of the Lord is not present. If the Lord is not there, I'm not going to be there. If there is no Jehovah Shammah, I'm packing my bags. If the truth is not being taught, I'm gone. Just how dreadful is it in the 21st century? We just heard recently of a young man who was apostolic, born and bred, who had a dynamic preaching ministry. And I mean, he was a great preacher and a teacher of the Word of God, Pastor Browning. Then something happened in his ministry where he became discouraged and disappointed. And he gave up the ministry. But not only did he give up the ministry, he gave up on God and found himself a new revelation and said, there is no God. Came an atheist around the country of the United States of America, has now organized an atheist organization, baptized in Jesus' name. I believe, filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost and has now blasphemed against the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be real with y'all tonight. Come on, somebody. Not only that, but now he is recruiting other pastors that are now denouncing the name of Christ and now are joining another atheist ministry because they have become despondent in the 21st century. Can I be real? This is no time to play church. And the glory of the Lord is not there. It's no time to pretend anything anymore. Serious as our land is today. As serious as sin is today. As serious as evil is today. As serious as this world is today. This is no time for any child of God to be anywhere where the glory of the Lord is not present. Come on, somebody. This is anniversary time tonight. In this chapter 14, Solomon had built the temple, and the Bible lets us know that he completed the plans his father had envisioned. We know that we call it Solomon's temple, but it was really David's temple because it was his vision and idea to build God a temple. And God promised David that his seed would occupy the throne after his death. All the kings of Judah were from the seed of David. All 20 kings of them before Judah was taken to captivity by Babylon. But of the 20 kings, only 8 of them were righteous and noble, whereas the 19 kings of the northern kingdom were all wicked. David's life had set the standard on how a king should act, as his life characterized integrity and contrition. So much so that God said that David was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. And when you look in the book, really, in this earthly sense, there was no other king's life measured up like David. Even in 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse 8, we see that King Jeroboam did not walk like David walked, because David kept God's commandments and followed God with all his heart, and to do that only which was right in God's eyes. And I know some may well say, well, what about David's sin with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah? And ladies and gentlemen, saints and friends, you are right about thinking like this, but you will notice this, hallelujah, that David confessed and repented of his sin in 2 Samuel, come on somebody, and we read it again in 1 Kings 15 and 5. But I got good news for you. You won't even hear of it in either 1 or 2 Chronicles, because the Lord forgave him. Hallelujah. And I might as well go there tonight. And when God forgives and puts it under the blood, God is glorified, because the blood of Jesus still works. There is power, there is power, there is power, there is power in the blood. The blood still works. So we read in verse 1 in this chapter, after Solomon had ended his prayer, you will notice that fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the Bible says the glory filled the house. Ladies and gentlemen, before the glory could fill the house, first fire had to come and consume the sacrifice. God is an orderly God. The Bible says he counsels himself and will not contradict himself. He is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. God will never have his glory anywhere without the sacrifice. If there is no sacrifice, there can be no glory. The burnt offering on the altar was consumed, which means that God's judgment came on sin. Before God could send his glory, sin could no longer dominate the place. Sin could no longer dominate the worship. Sin could no longer dominate church leadership. And the Bible says, when the offerings were consumed because the blood was in the sacrifice, God then sent his glory. And the glory was so thick that even the priest could not function or minister in their duties because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now where there is no shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. In Solomon's time, however, the blood of animals could not sustain the sacrifice forever. For the word tells us, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Jesus Christ took our place, and the judgment of God consumed him on the cross. And because of his death, his blood made us whole. When we took his name and was baptized in his name and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and because Jesus was a sacrifice in the temple, because Jesus is God, he has sent his glory to the place where the sacrifice is. If Jesus is not here, there is no glory. If Jesus is not lifted up, there is no glory. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I feel like talking tonight. Come on, somebody. Because Jesus rose from the dead and defeated death and the grave, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Here we go. Put your seatbelts on, folks, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Do I have a witness here today? I feel the Holy Ghost. Lift Jesus in the sanctuary. Lift Jesus in the house. Lift Jesus in your bodies. Let Jesus come on in. And let the glory of the Lord come in. I've got good news for you. Every doubter, every liar, everyone hooked to CNN News and Fox News, ABC and CBS and NBC. Some folks think that the Lord has lost his power. Some people think that the devil is control. I want you to know right now, when the name of Jesus is in the sanctuary, when the glory of the Lord is in the place, every demon has to flee. When Jesus is lifted up, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. This is war. You can't have my family. You can't have my increase. You can't have. You can't have. You can't. You can't. You can't. I plead the blood. Look, they say, neighbor, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on, somebody. I declare war. When Jesus is in the sanctuary, when Jesus is in the place, every suicide spirit has got to flee. Every depressed spirit has got to flee. Every antichrist spirit has to flee. Who can go before us when we call on that great name? Come on, somebody. I see Jesus.
over there and say, neighbor, it's time to have church again. Church like we used to have church. Come on, somebody. You know no demon can stand the glory of God. When the saints begin to pray for the Lord to have his way and the glory of the Lord, no demon can stand around. I'm sick of these weak churches compromising with the devil. I'm sick of these carnal churches thinking that the Lord ain't doing no more healing. The devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Do you understand what we're saying here? There's power. I know the world don't like this. I know the Supreme Court don't like this. I know all the legal groups don't like this. I know the gay community don't like this. I know that, but that don't change the glory. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You are in the world, but not of the world. Love not the world. These are the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world. We got to get back to where we belong. Let the church say amen. We know that the community don't like it. I'm going to blow your mind on this one. And the spirit of Antichrist don't like it. But these are the facts now, honey. Even as we are in this 27th anniversary, in this 21st century. But Jesus didn't say stop lifting him up. Come on, church. I know about the murders. We know about witchcraft. And believe hundreds now are turning themselves to dead men walking. The Bible word for sorcery in the book of Revelation is the Greek word pharmakia, meaning drugs influenced by satanic influences, creating depressive spirits and suicide ideation. Yeah, they're taking embalming fluid now. Put it on the little marijuana stick. Put it in the freezer. Put it out and eat it. By the time they finish consuming it, one person I just read recently, he took his child and put the baby in the oven. Because it fries your mind. Because Satan wants to see death. Satan wants to bring death in the community. Satan wants to bring death in the land. Satan wants to bring chaos in the land. Come on, somebody. If the saints listen to the voice of Satan, then we're going to lose our glory. But you know better than that. We know better than that. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, how do you know there's a miracle in your life? How do you know God lifted you up from the miry clay? How do you know you got a testimony? Come on, somebody. If he did it before, he will do it again. If he saved you before, he will do it again. If he blessed you before, he will bless you again. I could talk right now. Yeah, all that's going on. But there's going to be a people who are going to sacrifice to Jesus because they know Jesus is our sacrifice and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. And don't you fool yourself. Everybody's not a dog. Everybody's not a cheat. Everybody's not a liar. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this room right now. Someone brought their fire with them. Lift Jesus up. Lift him up now. Lift him up tomorrow. And lift him up forever. Come on, somebody. There's going to be a people
called by my name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every demon knows that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It was not the world that saved me. It wasn't prostitution that saved me. It wasn't whoremongering that saved me. It wasn't an 800 number that saved me. But amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I was blind, but now I see. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am. Look at it, say, neighbor, are you happy now? Do you feel like being happy again? Come on, somebody. I think myself happy when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Oh!
So, let me get real. How does the glory now fit this land today? How do we radiate the glory in this wicked time? How does God glory up in the darkness and craziness we see today? We know we're living the last days, and the Lord Jesus himself could come anytime while we wait. But while we're waiting, how does the glory up in drugs and addictions and new age and humanistic philosophy and all this other stuff? How do we display the glory of God? How does the glory feel and fit with depression? In our text, God appears to Solomon by night. And the Bible says God heard his prayer. Listen carefully. And he chosen this place for himself to become the house of sacrifice. This place, God told Solomon, is the place that I have chosen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There are many houses of worship God has not chosen for himself. When politics is the center of the house, then God is not there. Let's go there. Revelation chapter 3. We see a lukewarm church that made prosperity the center of their worship. They said, we are rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And they didn't even realize that they were spiritually wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. They were so narcissistic that they didn't even know that the Lord wasn't even there. Jesus told him he was standing outside the door knocking. The glory had left because egotism and narcissism put the glory out. Come on, somebody. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, after I've had a week like I have, I don't have time trying to pet personalities. I don't have time making people try to love the Lord. Are you kidding me? I don't have time for that. I don't have time stroking people's ego. I don't have time trying to make people feel good. I don't have time for that. Jesus is the glory of the house. I didn't come to watch a concert. I came for the glory of God. When the praise team is singing, no one's getting the glory but God. When the piano is being played, no one's getting the glory but God. When the preacher is preaching, nobody gets the glory but God. It's either all of God or none of God. I'm sick of playing church. I'm sick of personality stroking. I'm tired. Let me tell you a little story, Pastor. Many years ago, I started pastoring 33 years ago. And I came home discouraged many a night from my ministry. I didn't think the Lord was with me. Hear me carefully. Because when feuding husband and wives came together, and I couldn't seem to resolute or resolve their conflict. I took it personally because they were not able to take my counsel and they kept on feuding between each other. When two saints came together and feuding, I thought that my Holy Ghost counsel would resolve the conflict, and it got worse. I couldn't understand, Lord, what's wrong with my ministry? Satan finding my mind. There's something wrong with your ministry. Because if your ministry is all that in a bag of chips, then you know there will be no feuding, there will be no conflict, and there will be no problems in the church. But honey, I done got the revelation now. Come on, somebody. If Jesus is not the center of your life, I can't make you love Jesus. If the Lord is not in here, I can speak Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. It don't mean a doggone thing until you make up your mind. For God I live and for God I will. As for me and my house, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve. You don't want to sing? That's your problem. I came to sing. You don't want to worship? That's your problem. I came to worship. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. If it had not been for, where would I be? There's nothing wrong with Jehovah. The Holy Ghost is here. Can you feel it? Order my steps in the Lord. Order my steps. Order my steps. Order my steps. There is a people who want to be saved at Rehoboth Church. And the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a revival coming to our churches. Hallelujah. God chose this place. 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 God chose Mount Zion place. God chose Shiloh Temple place. Come on, somebody. Now listen to what God said. He said, when I shut up heaven, that there is no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send the pestilence among my people. Now watch this. It's not in the place where he chose. The pestilence is not in the place. The plague is not in the place because the glory is there. You can't have plagues and Jesus at the same time. Come on, somebody. Watch this. Not in the place which he chose. The glory has not left the place. So the trouble is not in the place. The blessing is in the place. The power is in the place. The curse is not in the place. How can there be a curse in the same place where the glory of the Lord is there? How can his place be unclean if his name is there? But the land where the church is sitting needs healing. The land needs to see the healing. The land needs to see the deliverance. The land needs to see the power. The land needs to see the glory. But the land is so worldly and dark and carnal and wicked. And God said, I have to send calamity to get their attention. Come on, somebody. And we are now seeing judgment in the land. God, this is not the devil. This is God sending it. Earthquakes. Today in Oklahoma, seven states felt the power of the earthquake. Murders in Chicago. Murders in Minneapolis. God is sending the murder.
Not God. God, because their spirit is so hard that God's got to shake up the community. God's got to shake up the land. Hallelujah. To bring revival back into the house of worship. Hallelujah. Houses of worship that are out there are stagnated. Houses of worship unable to deliver any soul. Houses of worship so carnal and worldly. Houses of worship with no glory at all. Houses of worship with no unity. Houses of worship preaching new way, not even preaching the word of God. They're preaching a bunch of philosophy from some nook. Hallelujah. The book cannot save you. The book cannot redeem you. Some man's book cannot save and deliver you. It takes the word of God. Here's what God has said. This is prophetic. I will send and stop the blessing around Rehoboth, around Mount Zion, around Miracle Deliverance Temple, around every ministry that's lifted up my name. I'm going to send curses around the house of worship because it's time to pray, because I've chosen this place to be the lighthouse in this healing land. The people around the house of worship don't know who I am. Houses of worship which have turned their backs on the truth and are preaching itching ears messages so the people can be entertained. Not preaching the truth, but want the people to feel good in their sins. What good is a prophecy if I'm shacking up with somebody and you're going to promise me I'm going to get a house and a land and a promotion and an increase and leave here feeling good about your lying prophecy and living like a dog when I go home? God don't send prophet lies. God's word is true. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. And don't play church with them. Tell them the truth. Come on, somebody. Make a difference. It's either holiness or hell. Stop compromising with the truth. You got the power. Excuse me if I preach it. It's a celebration, please. Come on, somebody. The other day, our church at Shiloh Temple is we call it to do community services around the community. We've had a lot of deaths, gangbangers, death, dead bodies, preaching over them, having a lot of funerals. So our church has become noted as a community center because we believe the church should be the hub in the community. But there's a limit to the madness. And I got a call because one preacher who preached at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I will not give his name, hallelujah, but he's now leading a movement called Morality Revival. He wants to bring morality back into the community to bring healing in the land. So I got a call from a sister. It sounded good to me. She said, can we use your church in order to have this morality revival? Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Now we're going somewhere. A text from someone. She said, you need to know something about this, Bishop. You got the LGBTQ community that's going to come in. You got the Muslims that are going to come in. You got the Jehovah rabbis coming in. And all of them get to do a prayer in your church. I said, what did you say? So I called one of the organizers. I said, wait a minute. Tell me what this meeting is all about. Amen. Is it true that the gay folks can do their prayer at Shiloh? Is it true that the Muslims can pray to Allah and Muhammad at Shiloh? Is it true that the rabbi can pray to Jehovah who don't even believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and say, in this house? She said, yes. I said, you can't come here. Come on, somebody. You can't compromise the truth because the glory of the Lord is here. Come on, somebody. Come on, everybody. Homosexuals not going to save you. Muslims not going to save you. Hindus not going to save you. Witchcraft is not going to save you. Shacking up is not going to save you. But the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the name of Jesus will save you. I feel a help. Come on, somebody. And the Lord said, these houses of worship are letting down standards. Let anything just come on in. Let anything, some church is so cold now, you can just slide your way to the altar. So cold, there's no unity in the church. I heard Bishop Tudor Bismarck say a long time ago when he preached at our church. He said, when the saints of God are one accord, the angels are on top of your church. Amen. And they got their hands raised. Hallelujah. Every house of worship, when that house of worship is praising God and on one accord and humble themselves and pray, praise God Almighty. The angels are on top of the church and they will not let no enemy warfare come in. The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against it. Come on, somebody. But he also said, if there's no prayer in the church, if there's no worship in the church, if Jesus Christ is not the Savior, then the angels put their hands down and let anything come into the house of God. Ladies and gentlemen, as I close, this is no time to pretend and water down what you know best. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Come on, somebody. It's time for revival. It's time for the church to be on one accord. It's time to agree on one thing. It's to know that I came here to see Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Christian men are watching pornography. Christians argue with the pastor. Christians not giving their tithes. Christians dressing like the world. Christians shacking up. Christians living double lives. Like people, like priests. Like priests, like people. So house of worship, it's time now in the name of Jesus. As we live in the last days, in the 7th year anniversary, I feel a breakthrough about to happen. The power is in the church. When the people of God come together and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I, the Lord, will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will. Look at it and say, neighbor, look out for the healing. Here comes the healing. Here comes the healing. Grab somebody's hand right now and say, are you agreeing with this message? Are you agreeing that healing is on the way? Healing is on the way. Healing is on the way. Healing is on the way. Healing is on. Cancer will be healed. Blood pressure will be healed. Diabetes will be healed. There's power in healing. Shiloh, we had a lot of people that left the church. I thought my ministry was over. God said I had to let them go because they don't have my glory. Ever since they left, a whole bunch of new folks came into the church. Amen. And they got crazy faith. If you said it, I believe it. If God said it, I agree with it. Pastors, don't get discouraged if people leave. That doesn't mean God has left you. It means God's getting ready to better you. Not by power, not by might, but by my. They may come in with sagging pants, but when the word gets through, they'll put their pants up. Got young men coming in haven't been church at all and coming because they want church. Because God sent a revival in the land. Let go of your traditions. Let go of that old stuff. Amen. That worked back in the 1960s. Now you got to let these folks come in as they are. Because they're looking for a healing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a miracle on the way. And it's got your name on it. There's power on the way. And it's got your name on it. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men and your old men shall see visions and dreams. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His name is in the place. He's setting people around the land to come to this place. That praise and worship team sang in the anointing tonight. I told my choir back home, I don't want no performance. I want ministry. But you're out there so you can make a way to the Emmy Awards. Don't sing on my pulpit. I didn't come to watch you perform. I want to see the glory of God. The glory of the Lord is in this place. I want you to grab hands with people around you now. Hallelujah. Grab a hand or two or three. Form a little circle around those hands. Hallelujah. Healing in the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Talk to someone. Ask, what is your name? What is your name? Ask your neighbor, what is your name? Give me your name. I want to know who I'm holding hands with. I want to know whose hand I can touch and agree. Come on, somebody. How do I feel the Holy Ghost here? Come on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There was a world outside the upper room. But the Bible, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place. And all on one accord. And they were all sitting. And suddenly, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah. Saints of God, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. Hallelujah. It's time to reach out and pray. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, pray for our houses of worship. Pray for our Christian leadership. The glory of the Lord has not left our church. Come on, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send healing now. Lord, bless the services tomorrow. God, there will be a miracle redemption in the house of prayer. Oh, God, bring in the world, Lord. Bring in the unsaved, oh, God. They can be baptized in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring a revival. Bring it on Center Street. Bring it up on Green Bay Avenue. Bring it on this Madison Avenue. God, we need a revival. God, we need a deliverance. God, we need a breakthrough. God, open your mouth. Hallelujah. 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 God, we need deliverance. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Send your glory, Lord. Send your glory. Send your glory. Send your glory. Send the glory. Send the glory. Send the glory. Send your glory. Hallelujah. Come on, church, begin to pray. Hallelujah. 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 Shake this place, oh God. Shake it with the Holy Ghost. Shake it up, oh God. Shake up this place, oh God. You are in charge of the house. You are in charge of the house of God. You are in charge, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Oh God. Thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. 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 There's an anointing in this house. There is an anointing in this house. There is an anointing in this house. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah.